Hi, this is ICRT's English in the News. I'm Jane Lee. Once again, we are going to talk about how an interesting phrase is used in all the English news reports. Well, maybe not all, but I will give you a couple of examples in regular sentences, and also I'm going to give you two examples that how this phrase is used in English news. Today, we're going to talk about walk a tightrope.
它的中文意思就是走钢索，也就是你身在一个危险的处境中，不有点进退两难，那你要是掉下去，当然麻烦就更大了。这个是从马戏团里来的一个词汇，在马戏团里面我们经常看到特技演员的表演，他手里拿着一个平衡杆走在一条钢索上面。这个场地有的时候是在世贸大楼，你看过电影，在世贸大楼两栋世贸还没有倒塌之前，世贸大楼的中间，或者是在高山之间，或者是瀑布的旁边，那这样子的表演呢，下面经常都没有装任何安全网，所以你更加感觉到那种紧张气氛啊，凸显它的危险。所以 walk a tightrope 或者是 on a tightrope 就是在讲 you are in a precarious, in a dangerous situation where you have to be very careful, very cautious. Okay, we have two examples here. Number one, I'm walking a tightrope at the moment. One more mistake and I may very well lose my job.
这个人可能是个上班族，他小心翼翼地维护他的工作。他说 I'm walking on a tightrope at the moment. 我现在呢就好像在走钢索一样，我必须非常的小心。 One more mistake, 我如果犯错，也许可能前面还已经犯了好几次错了，再犯一次的话，我就有可能丢掉我的饭碗啊。这个 one more mistake and I may very well lose my job.Number two, the general was on a tightrope as to whether he should advance or retreat. Now, this general obviously is a military general and he's probably on a battlefield and he has to decide whether he wants to move forward to advance. Advance 就是继续前进，继续往前攻，还是 retreat? Retreat 就是后退。这显然是一个非常困难的决定，所以他感觉起来陷入了一个两难的境地，不管是哪一边都是非常危险的。这个叫做 on a tightrope.
How is this phrase used in English? Let's take a look at the first one. Jordan walks a tightrope in Jerusalem. This news report is from CNN and it's last year in July when there were skirmishes between the two sides, between the Israelis and the Palestinians in Jerusalem, I believe. And this article explains how Jordan is going to handle this situation because Jordan, of course, is very close to Israel. And here it says in this paragraph,Jordan, which governed Jerusalem's old city before 1967, still maintains a custodial role at Muslim holy sites in the city, which is acknowledged in its peace treaty with Israel. It is an important source of legitimacy for the Jordanian monarchy.
这一段是在讲约旦曾经在1967年之前管理耶路撒冷旧城，他现在仍然持续在旧城里面有一块属于回教圣地的一个地方，大概是旧城占旧城四分之一的一个面积，他在这里仍然扮演着监护者的角色。那他在跟以色列，约旦在跟以色列订定的和平条约里面承认这一点，承认约旦在那里的一个管理者的角色，而这个也是约旦王室正当性的重要来源。所以约旦是不是能够维护回教徒的利益，能够好好的保护回教徒，这个对约旦来讲是非常重要，而他一失足就可能连他这个王室的地位都动摇，所以他的这个标题用 Jordan walks a tightrope in Jerusalem.
The second example from the news is in New York Times, and this is fairly recent. It's on March 30th, it's last month, this year.Dean Garfield, head of the Information Technology Industry Council, a 102-year-old advocacy group that represents the biggest tech firms, said his members walked a tightrope, supporting and opposing the president on different issues. Lately, he said, "We have reached balance in the tightrope." 最后这一句他说，我们已经取得了平衡啊 reached balance in the tightrope， 我们已经在钢索上获得了平衡。换句话说，他们在跟川普总统打交道之间，他们一直都是如战战兢兢如履薄冰的一样，一直都好像在走钢索一样。那最近他们终于觉得稍微比较放心了，能够比较跟川普总统有一个正常的互动。他在最前面讲 Dean Garfield 这个人呢，他是资讯科技工业委员会的会长，这个 Information Technology Industry Council 已经有102年的历史，他代表了美国很多的大的科技公司，比如说像 Microsoft、 Google 或是 Facebook。 这个 Dean Garfield 他说，他的 members 就是他的这些会员的公司呢，一直都好像在走钢索一样，有的时候他们支持川普总统的政策，有的时候他们激烈反对。但是在从川普上任之后，他对大公司减税的措施，以及他希望把美国优先，把一切商业活动以美国优先，这些已经慢慢让这些科技公司比较乐意跟川普总统合作。但是 Trump 总统有的时候也会特别打击某一些公司，比如说他最近对 Facebook 非常的不客气，他对 Facebook 经常有很强烈的抨击，那这些也会让科技公司非常的紧张。所以呢，这一直都是一个好像进退两难的一个局面。但是 Dean Garfield 说，最近他们已经达到了平衡，换句话说，他们最近跟川普总统之间的关系是比较和缓比较稳定的。所以他说 We have reached balance in the tightrope, so it's all about a balancing act. And that's English in the News. Thank you very much for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure you go to ICRT's website news blog to see the photos and the scripts and more explanation in our news blog so that you can better understand how to use walk a tightrope. Thank you very much for tuning in. I'm Jane Lee.